Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awe Island? Let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, picture a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath. In and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften. Completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands out as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Feel the warmth in your hands and slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other. Now apart again, then towards each other. Now bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the energy to melt into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you rest your hands on your chest. Take a deep dragon breath, in and out. Enjoying the feeling of energy as it warms your body. The energy flows up to your forehead and divides to rest on both sides of your head. Feel it flow behind your ears, then down the sides of your neck, softening your shoulders with warmth. Now the energy streams meet in your chest, warming your heart. Feel the warmth and take another deep dragon breath, in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy in your heart, once more, loving energy flows up to your forehead and divides, rolling to either side of your head. It flows behind your ears, then down the sides of your neck, softening your shoulders. The energy streams join together in your chest, warming your heart. Enjoy the gently flowing energy, and let's take another deep dragon breath, in and out. Imagine the energy stream dividing again, this time flowing up and out to your shoulders. Feel its warmth and take a deep dragon breath, in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy flowing across your shoulders, relaxing them, give yourself a big, tight hug. Relax and let your hands slide lightly down your arms, bringing energy through your arms and out your fingertips. Enjoy the gently flowing stream of energy and take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your chest and belly, in and out. Feel warm, loving energy fill your heart and then overflow. One more time, imagine the energy stream dividing and then flowing up and out to your shoulders. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath, in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy roll across your shoulders, relaxing them. With your hands holding onto your shoulders, give yourself a big, tight hug. Relax and let your hands lightly slide down your arms, drawing the energy through your arms and out your fingertips. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy stream, and let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, picture a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath, in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Neighborhood Friends. It was a bright winter afternoon on Awe Island. Callie had spent the morning playing with her toys in her new bedroom. Callie's family had just moved to their new house on Awe Island, and most of the moving boxes were unpacked, including the boxes of Callie's toys. This was the first time Callie had a chance to play with her toys in her new bedroom, so she enjoyed letting her toys explore their new environment. She showed them the closet in her room, and the window that looked out to the backyard, and the shelf where they could sleep at night. She wanted to make sure they would all be comfortable in their new home. Eventually, Callie's parents called her out to the kitchen to eat lunch. Callie carefully put her toys away on the shelf and headed to the kitchen. "Hi, Callie," said June, Callie's dad. "Did you have fun playing in your new room?" "Yes, Daddy," replied Callie. "I showed my toys my new room. I think they like it." "Did you put your toys away on their shelf before you came to lunch?" asked Haley, Callie's mom. "Yes, Mommy, I did. The toys are taking a nap now." "Great," said Haley. As the family was finishing lunch, they heard the doorbell ring. "I wonder who that could be," said Haley. "I'll go check." Haley went to the front door. She was gone a few moments and then came back smiling. "Callie, someone's at the door for you." Callie's eyes widened in surprise. "For me?" she exclaimed. Curious, Callie quickly walked to the front door, followed by Haley and June. Standing in the foyer was Anora, the little girl Callie had met last week when she first moved into her new house. Anora was wearing a bright yellow coat and a yellow knitted hat. "Hi, Callie," said Anora. "I'm Anora. Remember me? My mom is Stacy, and we gave you lasagna and cookies when you moved in." "Hi, Anora," said Callie, a little shyly. "I remember you." Callie paused a minute, not quite sure what else to say. Then she thought of something. "Thank you for the food, Anora. It was really delicious." "Good. You're welcome," said Anora. "I wanted to ask if you want to play with me today. We could have fun outside, maybe. It's a little cold, but it's not too bad." "Oh," said Callie, a bit surprised, but pleased. She hesitated a moment and then said, "Yes, I'd like to play with you." She added, "Mommy? Dad? Is it okay?" "Sure, Callie," replied Haley. "Of course," said June. "Just wear your warm coat out." "Okay, thank you," said Callie excitedly. She was so excited about making a new friend
that she was starting to forget to feel shy. "Honora, would you please just wait a minute while I get my coat?" she said politely. "Sure," said Honora. Callie ran to the closet and put on her red coat and favorite pom-pom hat. She gave her parents a quick hug and then went outside with Honora. "Do you want to play in my yard?" said Honora. "I have a swing set." "Oh, yes," said Callie. "I'd like that." The two little girls walked to Honora's house across the street. Then they walked alongside the house and into the backyard. Honora had a big yard which backed up onto a big forest. The swing set stood near the house. "That's the Awe Island forest over there," said Honora, pointing to the back of the yard. "There are many very interesting things in there. Maybe I'll show you sometime." Callie was a little curious about what Honora meant by interesting things, but she was quickly distracted by the swing set. For a little while, the girls swung back and forth on the swings, chatting. Callie still felt a little shy around the older girl, but Honora was so friendly and cheery that she soon made Callie feel more comfortable. For a while, Honora told Callie stories about her dog, Daisy. Feeling a little braver as they continued talking, Callie told Honora that she didn't have a pet yet, but that she really wanted one. "I hope Mommy and Daddy will get me a dog," said Callie with a little sigh. "I would really like a dog." "Well, now that you have a new house, maybe they will," said Honora, hopefully. "I hope so," said Callie. Just then, the two girls heard a shout from across the yard. "Hi, Honora," said the voice. "Hi, Billy," shouted Honora, "and hi, Emily." Now Callie noticed that Honora was waving at two children who were standing on a large deck at the back of the house next door. "That's Billy and Emily," said Honora. "I'll introduce you. Billy, Emily, come on over. I have a new friend," she shouted. Callie smiled to herself. Honora had just called her a friend. Even though Callie felt a little nervous about meeting more new people, she felt braver because Honora had called her a friend. Billy and Emily soon reached Honora's swing set. "Callie," said Honora, "these are my friends, Billy and Emily. Billy, Emily, this is my new friend, Callie." "Hi, Callie," said Billy in a friendly way. "Hi, Callie," said Emily, a little more quietly than her older brother. She was almost standing behind Billy, as if she was a little scared to meet someone new. Suddenly, Callie realized that Emily was feeling shy too. Maybe Callie wasn't the only person to feel shy around new people. "Hi, Billy. Hi, Emily," said Callie, her own voice a little quiet. "It's really nice to meet you," she continued, trying to make her voice sound friendly and warm, like Honora's. Somehow, knowing that she could try to make Emily feel more comfortable made Callie feel less shy herself. "I just moved to Awe Island last week. I live in the house across from Honora's with my parents. I'm 5 years old." Emily's face broke into a smile and she stepped out from behind Billy. "I'm 5 years old too," she said. "We can be friends." "I'm 7, but we can be friends too," said Billy. "Welcome to Awe Island, Callie. There are a lot of nice kids that live here on this street. Our friend Allie lives on the other side of Honora's house. She's fun. Raj is fun too. He lives across the street from her. And don't forget Owen and Andy and James and Julie and Ian. They all live around here too," said Honora excitedly. "We have a lot of fun together. We have adventures." "Especially in the forest," said Emily. "Yeah," said Honora hurriedly. Well, we can talk about that later. We're playing on the swing set right now. Want to join us? She asked Billy and Emily. Sure, they replied together. The four children played for a long time on the swing set. By the time their parents called them inside for the evening, Callie and Emily's shyness was gone, and all four children were becoming good friends. Billy and Emily went back to their house, and Honora walked Callie back home. They said goodbye and made a plan to play together again in a few days. That night, as Callie got into bed, she thought about the fun day she had with her new friends. She looked forward to meeting all the other children in the neighborhood and discovering what interesting things might be in the forest. She yawned and snuggled deep into her fluffy blankets and pillows, giving herself a big hug. She felt grateful to have realized that other people felt shy meeting new people, just like she did. She felt grateful to Honora for being so friendly and welcoming. Most of all, she felt grateful to have some wonderful new friends. Closing her eyes, Callie took a deep dragon breath in and out. Then she took another deep dragon breath in and out. Finally, Callie took one more deep dragon breath in and out. And she fell asleep, dreaming of playing with all her new friends. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Aue Island. See you next time.